This podcast is sponsored by ebookit.com, self-publishing solutions for the independent author and small press. Visit us today at ebookit.com. Wednesday, September 2nd, 2009. Welcome to the Toastmasters Podcast, the official podcast of Toastmasters International. Hello, everybody, and welcome to another edition of the Toastmasters Podcast. My name is Bo Bennett.
And I'm Ryan Levesque.
And we are your hosts for this fine program. Today we are going to be interviewing whom, Ryan?
We're
going to
be speaking with Carol Dean Schreiner, all about evaluations, the good, the bad, and the ugly.
Exciting topic, and something I think that each and every Toastmaster listening could certainly relate to, as well as people who are not Toastmasters and have to give some kind of evaluations in their life. Isn't that right?
Absolutely.
All right, well, let's get right into it, and here we go.
Bo and I are speaking with Carol Dean Schreiner, distinguished Toastmaster from the Sooner Club in Norman, Oklahoma, and the Boomer Storytelling Club in Oklahoma City, Oklahoma. A motivational speaker and humorist, Carol is the author of 4 books, including Wonder Woman Doesn't Live Here Anymore. Carol Dean Schreiner, welcome to the Toastmasters Podcast.
Welcome.
Thank you so much. It's so great to be here.
It's great to have you here. Carol, we're going to be speaking with you today about your recent article in the Toastmaster magazine entitled The Good, the Bad, and the Ugly. But before we get into that, I just wanted to ask you how your presentation at the International Convention went.
Oh, it was a fabulous presentation, or acceptance of my presentation. The room was packed. People were standing in the back. I got a standing ovation. So, you know, what else can I say?
That's a pretty good indication that it went well. And Carol, what was your topic at International?
Taking care of your favorite speaker, you.
I just realized, Carol, that my session was at the same time, so that's where my audience was. They were in your session.
Well, it was really odd because I had books for sale, and several people passed our table afterwards and said, I was in another meeting, but I could hear the laughter from your room, so I decided I need to stop and buy the books.
Yeah, thanks for that.
So I can thank you for it, right?
Sure, yeah. I give a great presentation to a bunch of crickets, so no problem.
Okay.
So, Carol, the good, the bad, and the ugly. This is in reference to speech evaluations. What inspired you to write this article?
Well, after being a Toastmaster for over 20 years, I have seen the good, the bad, and the ugly in evaluations. I have seen evaluations that could make somebody just curl up and crawl out of the room and never return. And that's not what Toastmasters is about. We want people to learn from the evaluations, that they will want to develop those skills that they had not thought about developing, and improve on their speaking skills, not just hurt their feelings and make them want to run off.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we've seen some of that in our club as well, unfortunately. And they're not even new Toastmasters. We belong to an advanced club, so the people who join our club are advanced Toastmasters. They at least have their CTM, so they've been in it a while, and they get one bad evaluation by some members who don't give the best evaluation, and they're gone, they're history.
That's right. And I have seen that, too. I have been in an advanced club, and it's like it's a free night. They can say whatever they want to. And some of that is true. We should be able to handle more serious evaluations, but they still can be handled with grace.
Yeah.
Right.
Still throw a little sugar on it, right?
You bet. Always a little sugar goes better.
Right. Now, Carol, you're a professional speaker, and in your article, you shared an example of a presentation where you pretty much had the wind knocked out of you after reading some harsh feedback.
It really did. I've probably been speaking about 7 years at the time, and I just couldn't believe it. Of course, those were the very first 3 evaluations out of approximately 200. Probably people were in the room that day. And I thought, oh, my gosh, if they think I'm that bad, I should quit being a speaker. And I was so glad that the other evaluations and the gentleman who had hired me said, oh, no, these are from people that are negative at everything. And they were on their evaluations. They had put poor for the food, for the venue, for the everything about that place, the weather. You know, it was poor, even though it was beautiful. So there are people out there that never look for the good, and they always want to just break down. And sometimes it's a shame those people get to be an evaluator.
Right. Mm.
But what can you do?
Ignore them.
Yeah, and that's what we have to learn to do. We have to learn just to, you know, shake the dust off our feet and go on and think, hey, maybe I can help somebody else.
Right. Carol, do you think that the average Toastmasters Club does not put enough emphasis on the how to give evaluations part of the meeting?
I certainly believe that the evaluation module should be given regularly mm-hmm. at every club, because we get new people in, and some of the, I hate to say older members, but the seasoned members sometimes forget that what the evaluation is all about.
Right.
It's almost as bad as giving a bad evaluation is to hear someone else say, give a whitewash, oh, everything was wonderful. Or in one of my clubs, we do round robins, and that means everybody has a chance to give an evaluation of that one speaker. Sometimes that's bad because some people say, oh, I don't agree with somebody else. I think whatever you did should keep it the same way.
Right.
Or that they were wrong. And sometimes that doesn't go right. I mean, it could and it could not. Everybody should take it with a grain of salt and just form on their own opinion on what really should have been said and what was right and what wasn't.
So what does a good evaluation look like, Carol?
It tells me what I did right, then tells me one thing I can change to make my performance better. How can I be more effective by changing maybe a gesture, changing my tone, changing the sentence? Whatever it is that could have come across negative in my speech that could have damaged the rest of the speech. Sometimes it's grammar. Mm-hmm. Sometimes it is just the maybe the wrong word, maybe not the correct meaning for that word. Whatever it is that we are doing that we don't want to do out professionally.
Right.
And not everybody, I know every Toastmaster is not a professional speaker, but I think we should all strive to be our best, whatever it is, whoever we're giving a speech to.
That's right. Amen to that. You did mention in the article, I found something interesting, that the general evaluator is basically responsible for cleaning up the mess of the evaluator, and that's actually in my words, not in your words.
I was going to say, I don't remember writing that.
you were a little bit more of the wordsmith when you wrote that down. Can you explain that a little bit?
Well, sometimes I have seen the general evaluator give comments about the speeches. And that's not what the general evaluator's job is. It's to talk to the evaluators and tell them you were right on target or you missed the entire boat. And I have seen both of those happen. Oftentimes, we try to have, in my clubs, we try to have the objectives given before the speech. So the people, everybody will know that speech four is certain thing. Mm-hmm. Certain objectives, because a lot of times people don't know. They don't know what the objectives are for that one speech. So if we can have that read before the speech, then everybody will be on the same page. But if it's not, then let the evaluator say, I noticed your objectives should have been this, this, and this, and you really didn't cover all of those.
Right.
Because that's the reason that speech was for. As you both know, that the speech was to meet a certain objective, and if you didn't even pay any attention to that, then your speech was all wrong for that speech.
Right. Well, this is actually a very important point, because as we mentioned, the evaluators, if the club doesn't put enough emphasis on how to give evaluations, it really is up to the general evaluator to point out when the evaluators do something right or do something wrong. And that's how the club in general will learn to become better evaluators.
Yes. One time I was a general evaluator, and one of the speakers had done a lot of blue humor, and they thought it was very funny, and it was a funny speech, but it was not, had no place in Toastmasters.
Right.
And I commented at the end, I said, this just wasn't right. This is not material for a Toastmaster club. For a comedy club, yes. And I was really afraid the person giving the speech would never come back. But they did. And one of their friends made a comment to me as soon as that came out of my mouth, she just blurted out, well, everybody laughed. Well, yes, everybody laughed, but it still didn't mean it was appropriate.
Right.
Yeah, that's exactly. True.
And I think I wasn't the one to should, maybe I should not have said that as a general evaluator, but the evaluators didn't address that at all.
Right.
And I felt like, as a seasoned member, I knew the rules, and I felt like if I didn't say it, then what would happen the next week with someone else's speech?
Right.
And that's where I think the general evaluator really needs to come to the task of making sure the meeting in on the whole was done correctly.
Now, in this evaluation that you gave, when you basically had to tell this speaker that it really wasn't appropriate, did you happen to use any humor in kind of breaking the ice a little bit or making that tough pill a little bit easier to swallow?
I probably told her it was very funny. It was the humor was, and she was using a lot of Jeff Foxworthy's humor, and some of his is clean and some of it is questionable.
Right.
And I just said, he's funny. Most of us have seen him on television and he's funny, but it's not the material that we needed tonight. I said, maybe if you want to try out for a comedy spot or a Joker's Club, your delivery was great. I tried to tell her the good things that she did about it,
right.
But it just wasn't the right place to use the right
bad
humor.
And you want to get that message across. On the same hand, you don't want to shame the person and
right.
make
That's
them
right.
completely embarrassed. So I could see how that would be difficult. Carol, I wonder what advice you might give someone who is supposed to be evaluating a speech. They're sitting in the meeting, and they just watched the speaker they're about to evaluate give a really bad, horrible speech, ill-prepared, just a very, very bad speech. How would you coach that evaluator? What tips would you give them in terms of how to approach their responsibility as speaker evaluator?
Well, I think they first have to think, where is a Toastmaster in his life, of Toastmaster life? Is it a brand new Toastmaster and just giving those first few speeches? Or is it a seasoned Toastmaster that knows all the rules? I think we need to think about these things. I heard a speaker just recently who has been a member probably 4 years, and the seasoned Toastmaster evaluated her. And he said, usually when you give a speech, you are so prepared. Tonight, you weren't. I'm sure you've had a lot of other things going on, but you just were not prepared. It is so unlike you. And I think that helped her realize that what he was telling her was everything was true then in the evaluation, because he told her it wasn't her normal type of speech.
Mm-hmm.
She didn't come up to her standard. And I think doing this, if we all would think about that, how can we make sure when we're going to evaluate that we're helping the person and not hindering them?
Right.
Okay. And I don't know if I answered your question.
You sure did.
Absolutely.
You sure did, and I even took notes on that one. That's how great you answered it. What about the other case? What about an evaluator who is about to evaluate what they see as a perfect speech?
Well, I know. I was so scared to be your evaluator because you always are so wonderful, and I couldn't find one thing wrong with it.
Is
you're
the
what
best.
You're talking about?
That's exactly what I'm talking about. You're the best. We love you.
and that's, since I've been speaking so long and been a Toastmaster so long, I hear that once in a while. And I appreciate the comment, but I need to grow. If, you know, if you're green, you're growing, you're ripe, you're rotten. And none of us want to be rotten. There's always something I can learn.
Mm-hmm.
And whether it's how I stand, how I stood too far up in front, if we're in a U-shape, there's always something that somebody can tell us constructively if we'll just listen. Maybe wearing earrings that jangle and move too much, or a bracelet that it's not stationary. There's a lot of things that sometimes there are little annoyances to one other person, and we are not even aware that we're doing it.
Sure.
But we've been doing it so long. So if the evaluator would just really step back and think, how could I have done differently myself? If I'm evaluating somebody and I think it's a perfect speech, I try to think, well, what could that person have done to make it a little smoother? Maybe use their voice. And that's one of my big pet peeves in evaluating, is telling people, use your voice. Your voice is your best tool. And people that talk in a monotone too much, or talk too loud, or talk too soft all the time, use it, modulate it. Whatever we can find, but surely there's something you can find for that person to change a little bit to make it improvement.
Right. So basically, you would tell the evaluator, just keep looking. You will
just
find something.
Just keep looking. You'll find something.
Mm. Right. Okay.
And something I've seen that I've thought was particularly effective was a speaker evaluator who just honestly couldn't find anything, soliciting the audience. Did anyone pick up on something that maybe I missed that could be an opportunity for improvement for
the
speaker?
That's a good idea.
Oh, that's a good thought. Very good. And sometimes I have seen that happen too, and the people say, did anybody else notice something? And that's why I think when we do the round robin, we always do a 2-minute regular evaluation, and then we have 3 minutes for anybody else to make an additional comment that's not a ditto. Mm-hmm. We want it to be a different comment. And that makes a lot of different points of views there.
Yeah, I get annoyed with the dittos.
Yeah.
All people raise their hand. Yeah, same thing. I just want to echo what that person said. Mm-hmm. Well, okay, good. But stop wasting my time doing it.
Yes. Amen.
In your article, you mentioned about the speakers actually considering the source when it comes to the evaluation. What did you mean by that?
Well, we got to think about how this person does another evaluation. If someone has just given you an evaluation that you thought wasn't proper or wasn't up to speed or hurt your feelings or whatever, how does that person evaluate anybody else? Or does this person, how do they give a speech? Mm-hmm. Are they a good speech giver? Do they really, when they present, do they make a point to follow the objectives? Or are they just coming to see what they can say against you?
Right.
You know, there are people out there that are against you, whatever it is.
Right, sure.
I remember I had been in a Toastmaster a few years, and I won Best Speaker often. I'll just be honest, I'd admit that. And one night, I was put on the program like the day before, and one of the speakers did not know I was going to be on the program, and he was speaking, and he read the agenda, and he was so mad. He said, who on earth put you on the program the night I speak? Because they all like you better, and you'll get the best speaker. And he threw the agenda down and walked off, and I guess he spoke. But
you know, that's funny. That's exactly what I did to Toastmasters International when they put my session right next to yours.
Oh, you are sharp today.
Bo didn't get best speaker at the convention.
Yeah.
I'll live, though. And you also had a good point about not getting defensive. You mentioned that as a speaker who just had let's say, not a perfect evaluation. What did you mean by that? Or could you elaborate on that a little bit?
Well, we mustn't take them too personally.
Mm-hmm.
And we must look at them the way that person saw them. And it's hard sometimes to think, well, they didn't like me, or they didn't like what I was wearing, or they don't like my hairdo, instead of focusing on what they said about it.
Right.
And if there's anything that's in the truth to it, then we need to really look at it. And if two or three other people tell you the same thing, then you know that's correct. There's got to be some truth in that, their statements.
Right. I think that's generally why in Toastmasters evaluations, the person being evaluated, the speaker, doesn't always get a chance to talk back. You know,
yes.
Just to kind of subdue that defensiveness a little bit.
Right.
The natural defensiveness that we all have. But, you know, that's honestly one of the things that I've really been working on over the years is becoming less defensive for comments that I don't believe in. You know, I won't say anything at the meeting, but after the meeting, I'll talk to Ryan. I'll say, Ryan, could you believe that? I'm getting better. We're all working.
We can change our evaluations. In the evaluation modules, it suggests that sometimes we have a back and forth between the speaker and the evaluator. Let them do some talking, role-playing there. This is what I heard you do. Is that what you meant?
Mm-hmm.
And I think that would be good. It takes more time, But if we would do it like one meeting a month or one meeting a quarter or something and see how the people like it. It might mean cutting out one speech a week. If we have usually have four speakers, and that's what I was saying. If you want that longer evaluation, but sometimes maybe it's a specific speech they're working on for a certain presentation at work or something, and they need more of that give and take on that evaluation.
Right.
Does that make sense?
It sure does, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. All right. Carol, this has been wonderful. Thank you very much for sharing this information, both in the Toastmasters magazine and here on the Toastmasters podcast. We really appreciate it.
Well, I just thank you that I am so honored that you would still like me after I was in the room next to you.
Oh, I like you even more because you took all the people that were going to ask questions and stay later.
I didn't give them a chance to ask questions in mine. Thank you guys so much, and I appreciate it very much.
All right, you take
care.
Thank
you, Carol.
Bye-bye. Okay, bye-bye.
And that is our show for this week. I hope you enjoyed it. If you do have any listener feedback, you can call us at
1-888-451-8862.
Or if you don't like that phone thing, you can send us an email at podcast@toastmasters.org. You can post on our blogs at toastmasterspodcast.com. Or if you like Twitter, well, you could reach us on Twitter, twitter.com/theTMPodcast. We'd love to hear from you either way. Until next week, my name is Bo Bennett.
And I'm Ryan Levesque.
Bye-bye. Isn't it about time you published that book you've been thinking about? We can help with that. At ebookit.com, we've been providing authors and small presses with ebook publishing services since 2010. Visit us today at ebookit.com. And let us know how we can help you.